voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, caller and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Hello and welcome to ATR 466. Hope you're doing well this week. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great. I only wish I was going where you're going this week, but I guess that may happen later on this year. What's going on with you, Mike, out in Evansville, Indiana?
Well, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, and which is a good time to remind folks that we will not be doing a All Things Radio podcast or ATR Extra next Thursday on Thanksgiving Day, the 22nd. So I hope you find something else to amuse yourself. But what's coming up tonight in the podcast?
Well, Mike, we have a very busy podcast. First of all, we'll start things off with our usual radio news segment, and we'll talk about the world of broadcasting from a national perspective. Then we'll follow up with Jennifer Sparks' caller and format changes. And in Bill Sparks' sports and features section, we're going to hear from Craig Way, who is a Texas sports announcer. In my featured station section, we're traveling to St. Louis, Missouri, and we're going to hear radio station KLJY-FM with their contemporary Christian format, and we're going to hear how mornings sound on this radio station. Finally, in my classic air check section, we're traveling to Miami, Florida, and we're going to listen to radio station WFUN AM. This is a composite air check featuring all of their radio announcers from July 30th, 1968. All in all, a very busy podcast. Over to you, Bill.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, it's time for Jeff's award-winning news, and does he have it this week?
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Major groups continue to report their third quarter revenue results. Is Soft Adult Contemporary the new easy listening of the new millennium? And we'll continue our look at the Nielsen October Personal People Meter ratings. It was another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and more major radio groups report their third quarter revenue results. Let's take a look at Entercom, which got killed on the New York Stock Exchange this past Wednesday. Entercom's revenue results were down 4%. However, David Field, CEO of Entercom, is very upbeat about the progress that this company is making. Remember that this company had to integrate the CBS radio stations into the Entercom portfolio. And let's not forget about the problems that Entercom incurred with the failure of the United States Traffic Network. Entercom lost $25 million with the failure of this company. Entercom is now doing traffic reporting for all of its radio stations in-house, and Entercom is banking on the success of the redevelopment of the Radio.com app and Radio.com website. Entercom is also very proud of the fact that it has major sports franchises which are doing very well and are very successful. WEEI in Boston, Massachusetts has the rights to the Boston Red Sox. WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C. has the rights to the Washington Capitals. Entercom also has the rights to the Philadelphia Eagles on radio station WIP-FM. And in San Francisco, Entercom has rights to the NBA Golden State Warriors on radio station WGMZ-FM. Entercom is hoping for a better fourth quarter, and we'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. Another company reporting their third quarter revenue results was Townsquare Media, which was up over 5.1%. The folks at Townsquare Media are very proud that they run very successful local radio markets, and they're big in small and medium-sized markets. They're also proud of the fact that they provide digital services for businesses. An example of such a service is website services for businesses in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Salem is another company that reported their third quarter revenue results, which were up 1.9%. The big problem with Salem is that talk and Christian teaching stations do very well. However, the music stations aren't faring as well. The stations that broadcast the Fish contemporary Christian format and KLTY in Dallas, Texas, are an example of stations that are underperforming, according to the folks at Salem. Another company that reported their third quarter revenue results was Entrevision. Entrevision owns Spanish radio stations, and their revenue was down 7%. Their revenue was down with local advertising and national advertising, and we'll let you know what happens in the fourth quarter for this radio company. I wouldn't worry too much about Entrevision. They made quite a bit of money on the television auctions. Now it's time to take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Is Easy Listening coming back? Well, not in the same way that we had Easy Listening in the 1960s and 1970s, but Soft Adult Contemporary is the new millennium's Easy Listening, and it occurred in three major radio markets. Let's take a look at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where radio station WISX-FM dropped its classic hip-hop format, Real 106.1, in favor of The Breeze 106.1. The station is owned and operated by iHeartMedia, and they're trying to compete with radio station WBEB-FM in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which programs an adult contemporary format. Speaking of radio station WBEB, they've dropped drop their More moniker in favor of B101.1. And after the Christmas holiday, we'll see what Entercom is going to do with radio station WBEB-FM. Entercom has also made changes to the radio landscape and radio station WDZH-FM. The station had been broadcasting a pop CHR format, but that's all gone. Entercom is also going with the soft adult contemporary route. The radio station is now calling themselves The Breeze 98.7. I will let you know more about this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast. Finally, let's travel to Sacramento, California, where iHeartMedia has made changes to the radio landscape at radio station KBEB-FM. The station transmits on a frequency of 92.5, and they've dropped their country and western format in favor of a soft adult contemporary format known as The Breeze. Can you see a pattern here? We'll provide you with air checks of these radio stations in a future All Things Radio podcast. It's all over for Greg Carton, part of the Boomer and Carton morning team on radio station WFAN. Greg Carton was charged with running a Ponzi scheme, providing phony concert tickets to fuel his gambling debts. Well, that's all over for Greg. He was convicted of wire fraud and securities exchange fraud, and he could be sentenced to jail. His term could be up to 40 years in prison. However, his partner in the Ponzi scheme only received 6.5 years, but it should be noted that his partner cooperated with federal authorities. Finally, an Orlando radio icon is finally hanging up his headphones. Jim Phillips has been working in the Orlando, Florida radio market for over 40 years, and for 30 of those years, he's been working at radio station WTKS-FM, which is owned and operated by iHeartMedia. Well, Jim Phillips has finally decided to retire, and his last show will air on November 20th, and they'll do a tribute show for Jim Phillips on November 21st. Jim Phillips' replacement will be Jim Colbert, who hosts mornings at radio station WTKS-FM in Orlando, Florida. Now it's time to conclude our look at the Nielsen October Personal People Meter ratings. In Austin, Texas, the number one ranked radio station is KUT-FM. That's the public radio station with the news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is KBPA-FM with a variety in its format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Austin, Texas is KKMJ-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Raleigh, North Carolina, the number one ranked radio station is WFXC-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WUNC-FM. That's the public broadcasting radio station with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Raleigh, North Carolina is WQDR-FM with a country and western format. In Indianapolis, Indiana, the number one ranked radio station is WJJK-FM with a classic hits format. The number two ranked radio station is WFMS-FM with a country and western format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Indianapolis, Indiana is WYXB-FM with a soft adult contemporary format. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the number one ranked radio station is WTMJ-FM with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is WRIT-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is WKLH-FM with a classic rock format. In Nashville, Tennessee, the number one ranked radio station is WJXA-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WCJK-FM with an adult hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Nashville, Tennessee is WNRQ-FM with a classic rock format. In Providence, Rhode Island, the number one ranked radio station is WWLI-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WCTK-FM with a country and western format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Providence, Rhode Island is WHJY-FM with an album-oriented rock format. In Norfolk, Virginia, the number one ranked radio station is WVKL-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WOWY-FM with an urban format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Norfolk, Virginia is WAFX-FM with a classic rock format. In Jacksonville, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WOKV-FM with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is WJGL-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Jacksonville, Florida is WEJZ-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the number one ranked radio station is WQMG-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WSMW-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Winston-Salem, North Carolina is WMAG-FM with an adult contemporary format. In West Palm Beach, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WRMF FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WMBX-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in West Palm Beach, Florida is WOLL-FM with an adult contemporary format. In Memphis, Tennessee, the number one ranked radio station is WRVR-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WJMS-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Memphis, Tennessee is WRBO-FM, also with an urban adult contemporary format. Finally, in Hartford, Connecticut, the number one ranked radio station is WRCH-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WKSS-FM with a pop CHR format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Hartford, Connecticut is WTIC-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week, and Home Depot is back on top of number one. Number two is Geico Insurance, followed by JCPenney, Macy's, and McDonald's. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, and hit option 2 for the podcast team. Or you can send me a voicemail via the conversation station. Their phone number is 712-432-6499. That's 712-432-6499. And my voicemail box number is 6254. That's 6254. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thanks, Jeff. That was quite interesting. What's your take?
Well, my take is all the stations that are all of a sudden changing formats just before the holiday. You've got WDZH in Detroit, Michigan, dropping its top 40 format in favor of a soft adult contemporary format. You've got WISX in Philadelphia dropping its rhythmic adult contemporary format in favor of a soft adult contemporary format. And you've got KBEB in Sacramento, California, doing the same thing. And, of course, we're going to cover these as well. So is the soft adult contemporary format the new easy listening of the 2000s? I'm not really sure, but that's what's happening, Bill.
What do they call stations like ours, Jeff, that we, when we think of soft rock, you know, like Fleetwood Mac or some hits from the 70s, what is that soft rock called?
I think it's just called soft rock or soft AC. That's what I'm seeing on all these radio stations like WFEZ in Miami, Florida. They're doing soft AC. So that's really what that is. It's a soft AC, kind of a, you know, an easy listening format. But much different than what my parents used to listen to. They'd listen to, you know, stations like WRFM and WTFM, and they had soft string music and all that kind of stuff. Well, no, that's different. Now it's all vocal, and it's very, very familiar and very unoffending, and it really hits to a female audience. Well, that was time for Jennifer Sparks' call letter and format changes, and we'll follow it up with Bill's sports feature.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of November 15th. WZMJ 93.1, Batesburg, South Carolina, changes slogan from Z93.1 The Lake to 93.1 The Lake. WBEB 101.1, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, changes slogan from 101.1 More FM to be 101.1. WBZY 105.3 Bowdoin, Georgia, changes format from regional Mexican to Spanish CHR and changes slogan from 105.3 El Patron to Z 105.3. WMJT 96.7 McMillan, Michigan, changes format from classic hits to hot AC and changes slogan from Eagle 96.7 to 96.7 Flash FM. WGNU 920 Granite City, Missouri, changes city of license from Granite City to St. Louis. CKNW 980 New Westminster, British Columbia, changes slogan from AM 980 to Vancouver's News, Vancouver's Talk. KRRFAM 1230 Murray, Utah, changes calls to KEZFAM. KJCU 89.9 Fort Bragg, California, changes format from silent to religious teaching and adds network provider Christian Satellite Network and adds slogan CSN International. KEZN-FM 103.1 Palm Desert, California, changes calls to KQPS-FM. WBHC-FM 92.1 Hampton, South Carolina, changes format from hot AC to adult hits and changes slogan from 92.1 The Wave to Variety Hits 92.1. WGTN 1400 Georgetown, South Carolina, changes format from talk to country and changes slogan from News Talk 1400 to Coast Country 107.5. WNBU 94.1 Oriental, North Carolina, changes format from talk to country and changes slogan from 94.1 WNBU Talk You Can Trust to Thunder Country 94.1, WRHT 96.3 Moorhead City, North Carolina changes format from country to talk and changes slogan from Thunder Country to Talk 96.3. WVNZ-FM 100.5 Goochland, Virginia changes format from format not available to talk and adds slogan News Talk 100.5 WJFN. WYDE-FM 101.1 Coleman, Alabama changes primary format from talk to Southern Gospel and adds secondary format religious teaching and changes slogan from Superstation 101 WYDE to The Truth and changes calls to WXJC-FM. WYDE 1260 Birmingham, Alabama changes primary format from talk to Southern Gospel and adds secondary format religious teaching and changes slogan from Superstation 101 WYDE to The Truth. WXJC-FM 92.5 Cordova, Alabama changes calls to WYDE-FM. The following stations have signed off the air. KTSJ 90.1 Menin, Idaho. WNJR 91.7 Washington, Pennsylvania. KQNV 89.9 Fallon, Nevada. KWCA 101.1 Palo Cedro, California. WBYB 98.3 Cleveland, Mississippi. WFPB 1170 Orleans, Massachusetts. WMKJ 88.1 Tavernier, Florida. WWLC 88.5 Cross City, Florida. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week for All Things Radio. I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a good week.
Hello and welcome to ATR 466 Sports and News Features. This week, since it's kind of a getaway week for me and I'll be in Florida by the time this airs, we're going to do an interview that I obtained from Texas Today of Hall of Fame Texas broadcaster Craig Way. Listen to Craig Way be interviewed by the panel. I think you're going to find it very interesting.
Let's go to the hotline, Max. And on the hotline, I don't know if we can handle the supernova of Texas high school football nerddom that is now assembled. I'm Greg Tepper, and that's Matt Stepp. And on the phone Hello. Is the Texas High School Football Hall of Famer himself. It's the great Craig Way. Craigers, how are you?
You know what? You made me feel instantly better when you added the word nerddom right after you said supernova. I was like, come on. And then when you said nerddom, I'm like, now I feel at home.
Yeah, we're not just shining your apple. We're just telling you, you know, we're telling you the truth. You know, obviously this is an exciting time for us, Texas high school football season and college football about to kick off as well. But this is also an odd time, and we discussed this, I believe, on Monday, about how Hurricane Harvey's kind of cast a pall over the entire state and kind of tempered the celebration that usually is Texas high school football. I'm interested in kind of your perspective on what we're seeing with the cancellations and the long-term effects of Hurricane Harvey on the season, which is obviously so secondary to what's actually important.
No doubt about that. And again, you know, Tep, you made a good point about it and how we were discussing it on Monday, which, by the way, because of the local show I do down here in Austin from 10 to 11 on Monday, and the one and only Greg Tepper is a regular contributor on Mondays, I might point out, from 10 to 11 here in Austin. But when we were discussing it, we just said that we all feel a little bit strange. I understand us. And I was talking I had Todd Dodge in studio with me this morning, the coach at Westlake, and we were talking about that. And of course, he grew up in Port Arthur, which is just getting body slammed today by it all. And he has friends and relatives back there. And I think he made the point that we all feel maybe not guilty, but we feel a little out of place in talking about things when there are matters of far greater import going on down there. And I think everybody understands that. because no matter what line of work you're talking about, we happen to be talking about a game. We happen to be, in visiting about high school football. But no matter what your line of work is, when I walked into the office building today, I saw some people talking. I went past a oil and gas production company thing, and they were talking about whatever shale deposits or something like that. Anything, I think, would pale by comparison to the difficulties of what folks are dealing with on the Gulf Coast, all the way up through the Golden Triangle. And I was texting with a radio friend of mine who is in Beaumont today and lives and works in Beaumont. I said, "How are you holding up? You okay?" And his friend who does high school football down there, and he said, "We're okay. We're on the radio and we're doing our thing." He said, "I know it sounds weird to you guys." He goes, "Do what you do." He said, "We got to do what we got to do, and we appreciate all the help and the support and all that." He said, "But everybody else has to go and do what they do also, and I think that's what we're trying to do here."
Of course, what you do best is you call high school football games. I guess you do college. I guess is that still going on?
Something
for you?
Like that.
Yeah.
Put it this way: I got a coordinators meeting that I need to get to this evening. So yes, I'll be there getting ready for Texas and Maryland. Yes.
So we do want to take a look at what you're going to be calling on Friday night as far as the Fox Football Friday, Fox Sports Southwest football days in Texas. But I do want to ask you kind of on an overview, when you look at Texas high school football for this coming year, the overwhelming feeling that I've gotten this year is that this feels like a big reset year. I think that, you know, there are a lot of, you know, I think in my bold predictions, I think I predicted only two teams would repeat as state champions, which would be rather rare. Do you get the same feeling that across the state, this is a year where we're kind of hitting the reset button and it's a little more wide open than usual?
I do. And here's the other thing. I usually get that feeling, and maybe this is because of the way it happens calendar-wise and numerically, I usually get that feeling when we start a brand-new alignment because there's new non-district schedules. And in many cases, there's new district schedules of playing teams at different times. And it seems like the time is right for that to happen, those winds of change blowing when you start on the first year of a realignment of an alignment. We're not. We're in the second year of the current alignment. So it is a little bit different like that. But that old P word, parity, I think, comes into play. And when you look down the list of usual suspects, and I know you've got Judson number one in your preseason, top 10 poll, and I think the AP poll has Allen. I mean, so look, take your pick, whether it was Judson or Allen or Katie or Steele or Blake Travis or whoever it might be. We're talking about a lot of the same usual suspects, but we're shuffling it around as to who our favorite or lead choice might be to win that. And I think that can go in virtually every classification. I mean, I look at 2A, you have to think things are different in 2A D2, if only because Rashawn Paul's not there anymore.
Some guy never lost a game.
Yeah. So it automatically clicks in it. Well, this has got to be different, you know, and maybe it will be, maybe it won't be, but yes, you definitely get that feeling.
We're talking with Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns, the voice of Texas high school football here on Texas Football Today. Get involved with the show at #TFToday. Steph, you got a question?
Yeah, I always wanted to know from Craig, and I never got a chance to ask a coach in school, you get more fired up about calling the high school game versus a college game?
They're two different things, Matt, and I love them both. And you know, that's the whole thing about, you know, pick. I've got four kids, and people say, which one, you know, which of your kids are your favorite? And my answer usually is, I don't have a favorite, but I can tell you which one I don't like the best out of the three. I can tell you, no, I'm just kidding. Right? But hey, and they all look at each other, the four
all the
of them,
parents like, are like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's you, not me, right? They're completely different in a number of ways, and they strike my visual and oral and intellectual senses differently. You know, on Saturdays for a Texas game, there might be 100,000 people in the stadium. I don't know that there'll be quite 100,000 this Saturday for the opener of Maryland. A, it's at 11 o'clock in the morning. B, there was a survey done on ticketing at UT a few years ago, and it was that the second largest group of of season ticket holders outside of Travis County was Harris County, which, of course, we know is the greater Houston area, and they're dealing with it. So we may not see the attendance may be down a bit, if only for that, if for no other reason. But anyway, on a given Saturday, a college football environment is different from a high school environment. Yeah, there's football going on the field. The crowd element and vibe is different on a Friday night, and we've all been there the countless times, more times than any of us could possibly remember, being in a historic stadium or a brand new stadium or a small stadium or whatever. You get that sense of town, community, neighborhood feel with the high school. It's a completely different vibe with the college thing now. And I enjoy them both for different reasons, and that's part of the reason why I never wanted to stop doing high school football games on radio or television or talking about it or whatever, or doing scoreboard live, because it's a completely different experience. It's just like, you know, I also give the answer when people ask me, I'm originally from the state of North Carolina, and so they say, well, which is better, pork barbecue or beef barbecue? And I say they're completely different culinary experiences. One's beef, one's pork, you know. These are different culinary experiences, but I eat them both up.
And so now you are, you know, you're going to feast this weekend, starting at 8:30 p.m., a historic broadcast on Fox Sports Southwest as part of Texas Football Days. You will be on the call for the Converse Judson Rockets hosting the defending state champions, Lake Travis Cavaliers. I know you're not in the prediction business, but I do want to ask you, when you look at this game, what's the overall vibe that you get from what we're going to see when these two 6A Titans clash?
Having visited with both coaches, and I know you got to hear some of the stuff as well, I get the feeling that in addition to the fact that a game one is for feeling out and understanding what you got and where you need to go, and they enjoy and respect playing an opponent of that caliber so that you get an early revelation as to what you have and how far you need to go, it still, in those kinds of games, quite often comes down to playmakers. Mm-hmm. And they both have them. As we know, obviously Julian Williams, what he's going to be able to do. And we also have a very clear vibe of what Lake Travis is able to do. Everybody is real interested to see what Matthew Baldwin does, because do you carry out that tradition? Do you carry on that tradition? I do a top five every day on my program. And one of the top fives I had today was it'll be top five players to watch in a given weekend. But I said, given the fact that nobody's played a game yet, it'd be top five players from the greater Austin, Central Texas area to watch going into the season. And I listed Matthew Baldwin number two, and some folks would say, well, wait a minute now. You know, what about Garrett Wilson? He's dynamic and explosive, can do so many things. We already know that about Garrett Wilson. You know, he's a little bit banged up. Is he going to be able to contribute? But we already know what he's capable of. We saw what Matthew Baldwin did in one game, really, in extended time against a good opponent, with what he did in that crazy epic game with Steele last year. But the rest of the time, he's backing up Charlie Brewer. So the mantle was put on his shoulders. You know, what can he do? That's one of the big questions I have going into this matchup with Judson.
And then, of course, you will also be on the call. I don't even know if you're going to sleep, because then you'll go from there. And then an 11 a.m. kickoff on Fox Sports 1 as the Tom Herman era gets going in Texas. They take on the Maryland Terrapins, a team that is not, I don't think anybody's going to mistake them for a powerhouse, but I think they're dangerous in the right circumstances. When you look at the Texas versus Maryland game, what stands out to you?
A, sleep is overrated. B,
agree. You
know, especially in the fall. I've gotten kind of used to it over time. What stands out to me about Maryland?
Yeah, what stands out to you about overall the game?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, everybody's really anxious to see all of the headline stuff with what Tom was doing with this football team in the spring and in the fall camp was about trying to put together a bigger, faster, stronger, tougher football team. That was the overriding theme. You know, he joked about having fat defensive linemen, and he joked, many a truth said in jest, and he talked about not having enough leg strength from his guys. And he had Yancey McKnight, his strength coach, really working very, very hard with those guys. So there was all of this stuff about the building blocks. And so that's why there's this great amount of anticipation to see how much of a difference was there physically, talent-wise, from last year. Coaching, any folks can go any number of ways with that. But how much of a difference will have been made with the physical makeup of this team? That seems to be the most interesting point of conversation with regard to that. And I think that's what everybody's curious to see. And, of course, the quarterbacks, because he hasn't said, chisel it in granite. Shane Buechele is my starting quarterback for every game and blah, blah, blah. He didn't even say he was the starting quarterback for Saturday. What he said in his news conference Monday is he's the starting quarterback today, Monday. If he has 3 day bad days of practice, we'll have to evaluate, look at differently. And he said, but I do that with all positions. So those are kind of the things I think that stand out. Maryland, by the way, has good defensive ends. They're unknown, certainly. They've got some question marks at the quarterback spot and with their offensive line. But when you're a brand new head coach and you're starting off with a football program, this is test enough for them, and that's what they'll have on Saturday.
He is Craig Way. He's the Texas High School Football Hall of Famer. You will be hearing his voice all weekend, starting Friday night at Judson, where I will see you there, partner. I'm very much looking forward to it, and let's party, my friend.
Who gets the first shot at Renner?
Oh, that's – well, I mean, we'll draw straws for that.
Okay. Works for me. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Craig. There he goes. Craig Way.
Listen to ATR Extra either via podcast or right after ATR Live on The Legend, and Sean Plants will tell us a whole lot more about Craig Way. Have a great week, everyone. If you have any comments, 800-693-0595. Press option 2.
Well, thank you, Bill. Yeah, we enjoyed hearing Craig Way. Speaking of the way, let's do some Christian radio here. But anyway, we're going to hear Joy FM, KLJY 99.1 in St. Louis, formerly KFUO, a renowned classic music station, but now Joy FM and their morning show.
One of the things I like to do when looking at the personal people meter ratings for a particular radio market is look at how stations are trending. One radio station that has been trending upwards in the market is KLJY FM in St. Louis, Missouri. The station is a contemporary Christian radio station, and it amazes me just how well this radio station does. In the last few months, this radio station has either been number one, number two, or number three. So why not take a listen to how mornings sound on radio station KLJY-FM in St. Louis, Missouri, on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
God, we want your will, not our own. Surrender is the key to prayer. Here's Sidewalk Prophets. Help me find it on Joy FM. Sidewalk Prophets on 99.1 Joy FM. 6:33 this morning. Scott, do you watch The Tonight Show?
You know what? I do on occasion.
Do you?
Like, if I'm up that late, I will we'll tune it in or whatever. If it's somebody, you know, that's cool on there.
I'm with you. It starts when we should be in bed.
Right.
So it's a little tough for us. But if you are one that stays up a little bit later, tonight you might want to tune in because Lauren Daigle is going to be performing live.
That's super cool. So I know that Jimmy Fallon has had some Christian artists on before. Like, he's had Lecrae on a couple of times.
Yeah, I think For King and Country have been on as well. So, yeah, it's always cool when some Joy FM artists get that national attention and spotlight. Lauren Daigle's been everywhere in the past couple of weeks, and you know, she is the hottest thing out there right now in all genres of music, it seems.
Yeah, she came into the studios. It's been a couple of months now, and it was almost like a day with Lauren Daigle or something. There was like a little private thing. And I have to say, when seeing Lauren Daigle, she had the coolest shoes I think I've seen.
Anyway. Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. They were awesome.
It's funny you notice that because I have to say I was here that day too, and I am completely unaware of her footwear. That is true.
That's the difference between me and you, I guess, huh?
I guess so. So either way, we'll see what she wears tonight on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So if you're interested, you can check that out. Scott, how's traffic this morning?
Well, eastbound 70, it's building Lake St. Louis through Bryan Road, northbound Highway K near 70 and Mo Fallon, an accident. Eastbound 6440, busy 70 through Prospect. It is building long through Timberlake and Lindbergh through Big Ben. Westbound 270, building Bell Fountain through West Florissant. Northbound 270, crowded Tesson Ferry through Gravois. And then again, Big Ben through Manchester. I'm Scott Anthony, Joy FM, on-time traffic.
Thank you, Scott. Joy FM weather today going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51. It's 37 right now. Speaking of Lauren Daigle, here's Dry Bones on 99.1 Joy FM.
Welcome home, my child. Well done.
I love your guys' station. It's very great for me and my family.
99.1, listener supported, Joy FM.
There's revival and it's spreading. Oh, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Zach Williams with Old Church Choir on listener supported Joy FM. 6:45 with Nick and Scott. Scott, yesterday I had this little bit of a realization, and I'm not making fun or, you know, poking at anyone here because I did the same thing. But if you were on Facebook at all yesterday or Twitter, all you saw were selfies of people wearing their I just voted sticker.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Do you think there's a picture that exists of your parents wearing their I voted sticker?
No.
Me either.
No.
It's just a funny thing. And again,
to think about, yeah.
I did it yesterday too. So I'm not pointing fingers. I just thought it was just kind of a funny thing. Like, could you imagine telling our parents or our grandparents, okay, now when you're done voting, you got to take a picture of yourself with your sticker.
Yeah.
And make sure to show it to everyone. They'd been like, what?
Yeah. And I think there was a news story. It was like, hey, take your picture outside of the voting booth, because it might be illegal to take a selfie in the polls. And it's like, isn't it funny that that's even a news story? Like, right. Hey, if you're going to take a picture of yourself, do it in the car. Don't do it near the polls.
Yeah, I am a very patient man. I had no problem waiting to vote yesterday.
Right.
If I'm standing there waiting for the booth because you're trying to get the perfect selfie, I might get a little agitated.
It's a one-of-a-kind, can't-miss experience.
The Joy FM Acoustic Dinner with Matt Maher.
The Joy FM Acoustic Dinner is your chance to experience songs from Matt Maher in a new way.
You can still see the light. It's gonna be all right. Let my song join the world that never ends because he lives.
Join us at Orlando's Event Center in Maryland Heights.
Enjoy an acoustic concert with Matt Maher, dinner, and take home his latest project.
Get it autographed when you choose the VIP meet and greet option.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
The Joy FM Acoustic Dinner, a special night with Matt Maher on January 18th.
Seating is very limited.
Tickets go on sale next Tuesday at 10 a.m. at joyfmonline.org.
Joy FM on time traffic.
Northbound 270 before Gravois, there's an accident on the shoulder. Herschel in Old Halls Ferry, there's an accident. Westbound 270, it's building through West Florissant. Eastbound 6440 heavy, 70 through Prospect. Eastbound 70, it's building in Lake St. Louis. Scott Anthony, Joy FM, on-time traffic.
Thank you, Scott. Joy FM weather today going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51. It's 37 right now. Here's Francesca Battistelli with the breakup song on Joy FM.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.
That's Mandisa on 99.1 Joy FM, 6:55, and Scott Anthony has your Joy FM on-time traffic.
I'm Scott Anthony, Joy FM on-time traffic.
Thank you, Scott. Joy FM weather today going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51. It's 37 right now. Here's Stars Go Dim. This is You Are Love.
We hide pain in the weirdest places.
It's the right song at just the right time.
St. Louis's 99.1 Joy FM.
KLJY Clayton.
KLJY HD1 Clayton.
Music, faith, community. 99.1 Joy FM.
One, two. This
face-to-face.
Matt Carney with Face-to-Face on listener-supported Joy FM. 7:06 this morning, about 7:15, which if I do my math right is less than 10 minutes away, is going to be your next chance to walk away with those free tickets to Matthew West and Jeremy Camp.
You are really good at math.
I'm a wizard.
I mean, you're quick.
Total math.
Wow.
Yes. So I'll continue the math here. You only need 1 second. Is it? Does that count as math?
I guess, yeah, sure, okay. Why not?
1 second to win these tickets, because you're going to hear a 1 second clip of a song. You tell us if that song is a Matthew West song or Jeremy Camp. And now I'm going to be honest here and say that I wanted to give you a minute of the song, but Scott said no. Just 1 second.
Just 1 second.
That's all you get. So you can send your letters to him if you're not happy with it. But your next chance to win and walk away with those tickets coming up around 7:15.
Whether your Black Friday starts with hitting the stores for a little shopping madness or with sleeping in and recuperating from turkey overload, there's plenty of time to make a difference.
Give the gift of life at the Perfect Gift Blood Drive. Joy FM will be at four different locations on Black Friday: Arnold, O'Fallon, Missouri, Town and Country, and Shiloh, Illinois.
Sign up now at joyfmonline.org to pick a time and location and get your free t-shirt.
Give the perfect gift this Black Friday with 99.1 Joy FM.
Joy FM on time traffic.
I'm Scotty Anthony, Joy FM on time traffic.
Thank you, Scott. Joy FM weather today going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51. It's 37 right now. Here's Torrin Wells with Known on Joy FM.
And loved by you.
Music, faith, community.
It just keeps you close to God, and the right songs at the right time is so right on.
99.1 Joy FM.
That's Matthew West, Strong Enough on Joy FM. 3 minutes and 47 seconds of Matthew West right there.
Mm-hmm.
Next, maybe it's Matthew West, maybe it's Jeremy Camp. You're only going to have 1 second to determine who it is. If you can identify it correctly, you get free tickets to see both of those guys on stage at the Family Arena November 16th.
All right, here is your 1 second challenge audio. Ooh.
Oh, I think that's a fairly easy one.
All right, I'm going to play it one more time. Here we go.
All right, if you know who that is, give us a call, 866-969-4569. Here's Passion with Glorious Day.
Good morning, Joy FM. Who's this?
Kayla.
Kayla, do you have an answer, or would you like to hear it one more time?
Matthew West.
Let me see if that's right. Let me play it one more time. Yes, you're right! Woo-hoo!
Congratulations, Kayla. You're going to see Matthew West and Jeremy Camp next Friday night, November 16th at the Family Arena.
Yay, thank you so much.
There you go. You'll have a couple more seconds to win this afternoon with Kim and Tim, and then more chances tomorrow morning.
My wife and I went to Chick-fil-A this morning, and somebody paid for us in front of us.
Share some joy. It's paying for the person behind you in the drive-thru or any other random act of kindness to brighten someone's day.
Thank you very much. You left my wife and I speechless, and we hope we can return the favor to somebody else. Thanks.
Print off or request free You Just Got Joyed notes at joyfmonline.org.
I just went through McDonald's drive-thru, and the person ahead of me paid for my order. And I just wanted to let them know how much that meant. I'm actually going through a hard time right now, and made it a lot special day for me and my kids.
Something told me I needed to do this, so I did. I heard the lady on the line and how it affected her, and you know, it affected me the same way. I appreciate her calling in because it made my day as well.
Share some joy with 99.1 Joy FM.
Joy FM on time traffic.
I'm Scotty Anthony, Joy FM, on time traffic.
Thank you, Scott. Joy FM weather going to be mostly sunny with a high of 51. It's 37 right now. Scott, there's something you probably do at least once a week, and you're doing it wrong.
I am?
According to some experts. I'll tell you what that is in a few minutes. Right now, it's Crowder on Joy FM.
There I was on death row.
Love you guys. You guys are awesome.
It's my favorite.
I love it.
I just wanted to say that you guys rock.
This station is so good.
It feels great.
It's the best station ever.
guys do a great job and make my commute to and from work so great.
I couldn't live every day without Joy FM.
I love you guys. You guys are my favorite.
Your station has helped me stay joyful.
99.1 listener supported Joy FM.
Toby Mac, that's Move on 99.1 Joy FM. It's just before 7:30. Nick and Scott here. Sandy off today. Scott, you eat hamburgers, I'm sure. Would you say you have one at least once a week?
Absolutely. Maybe twice.
Yeah. I'd say that's probably pretty average. Did you know there's a good chance you've been doing it wrong?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I've never really paid attention to how you eat your hamburger, but yeah. I saw this article, and this is one of those things that's so simple. You're like, well, that makes total sense, and why haven't I ever thought of that? Because how many times when you're eating a hamburger does some stuff drip off, fall off?
Yeah.
You know,
it
whether
happens.
It's in your, on your paper or on your lap. You get the ketchup splotch, you get the lettuce, whatever.
Right.
There's a simple solution.
What do you do?
Turn it upside down. See, the bigger portion of the bun, what we use as the top, is usually a little bit bigger. It's thicker, so it absorbs more, and it's a little bit wider and catches more. So if you just flip your hamburger upside down, you prevent a lot of the drippy mess stuff.
And you continue to eat it upside down, I guess?
Well, yeah.
Because if it's upside down, then when you flip it up to your mouth...
No, there's no flip here. There's no flip.
There's no flipping?
You flip it once, and then you eat it.
Oh, so just eat it upside down.
Just, yeah.
Big bun on the bottom.
Get it together, turn around, get that big bun on the bottom.
Okay, well, I'll have to try that next time.
Kind of like me.
Not really. You've been working out.
I don't know. How's traffic this morning?
I'm Scott Anthony, Joy FM, on-time traffic.
Thank you, Scott. Joy FM weather today going to be mostly sunny, but a little bit cooler. A high of just 51. We're at 37 right now. Here's Lauren Daigle. Letting go.
If you didn't know that this station plays contemporary Christian music, it sounds like any other radio station. Very professional. And the morning hosts put lots of personality into this radio format. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. The email address here is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net. Or you can call our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. Hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And great, great presentation of the station in St. Louis. Well, it's time to wrap it up, but not before we do. It's time for a composite air check from WFUN from July 30th, 1960.
This week, we're going to hear a composite air check of radio station WFUN AM from Miami, Florida on July 30th, 1968. You're going to hear how all of the radio announcers on this radio station sound. We start by listening to Bob Gordon hosting mornings, Mike Harvey hosting afternoons, Michael Ebony Morgan doing middays, while John Fox and Jackson Armstrong host evenings. The all-night show is hosted by Terry Peterson. You'll also get to hear a portion of a WFUN newscast, and we recap things by playing snippets of the radio announcers you heard before. So without further ado, want to sit back and enjoy this composite air check of radio station WFUN AM from July 30th, 1968 on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Gary Lewis and all the Playboys here at the Bobby Gordon Show for a Tuesday morning, July the 30th. Going to seal it with a kiss. But after it's in the mailbox, I mean... That's Gary Lewis and the Playboys at 7 after 7, 7:07, Summer Fun Tad Time on the Bob Gordon Show, 82 degrees. This reminder... That makes me feel very poetic, that song. Some men thirst after money, some after fame, some after love, but there's only one thing that all men thirst after, salted peanuts.
If everyone in the advertising club of Greater Miami...
79 FUN. Sure asks a lot of questions for this hour of the morning, doesn't he? Summer Power Fun makes your vote count nightly on Voice Your Choice. Call in your vote for Funlands. It's the top five. Voting starts at 8:15. Voice Your Choice countdown at 9:15. Rolling Stones on the Bobby Gordon Show. Jump and Jack Flash. Suck it to him, baby. Those are the Stones, the Jumpin' Jack Flash, the Gans. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock at 7:10. Summer Fun Ten Time. Bobby Gordon Show with 81 degrees. Good morning, you good-looking people.
Hey, Fort Lauderdale.
WFUN. It's fun. On the Bobby Gordon Show, my chance to really shine, baby. I'm going to do my imitation of a snake. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Oh, now I know why they hire him. He's so clever. I bet he even dresses himself in the morning to go to work. This is Al Wilson with a hip-hop snake.
On the way to work.
That's
Al Wilson with a body page horns, and that's the sound of the snake. Hit found on WFUN. Gas of a sound with a hits hit first here. Fun radio. It's 14 after 7 o'clock, 7:14. Bob Gordon Showtime, 81 degrees. Good morning, anybody.
Over Miami International Airport now, we have a very long backup on Curtis Parkway southbound at 36th Street. And to avoid this and save yourself a little time now, listen closely. Turn south on Deer Run from Curtis Parkway and go down to Fairway Drive, turn left on Palmetto Drive, and then right to 36th Street. You can save yourself some time by using this route. Elsewhere here, the 36th Street Lejeune Road intersection is very heavy now. The Airport Expressway westbound at 36th Street is also backing up. And to the south, Northwest 7th Street eastbound is backing up quite heavily at Lejeune Road. For Domestic Finance, this is Dick Richards, WFUN's Eye in the Sky, 79 clear.
Mikey Harvey,
yeah. Hello there. Welcome into hour number two of the Mikey Harvey program on a Tuesday afternoon. Countdown day 19 and 68 style, July 30th. Brand new survey is in effect. We're counting them down from number 40 to number 1 to let you know how your favorites came out, so don't go away.
Whether you're 20, the 143.
Summer Power Fun's the Super Dune Buggy Fun Tam Prize Patrol Station. Your chance to win groovy prizes, baby. Here's Archie Bell with number 26 going, "I Just Can't Stop Dancing." No, no. 26 song of the brand new hit parade survey. Archie Bell and the Drells and the Mikey Harvey countdown program called "It Just Can't Stop Dancing." 4:06 WFUN summer fun tan time with 88 degrees of summer fun.
Are you a serviceman? Do it now.
WFUN.
Summer Power Fun keeps you up on the latest baseball scores with the Telesports line. Dial 666-6061 for Telesports.
Everybody's
is that a beautiful sound? It's by Nilsson called "Everybody's Talking" on the Mikey Harvey Countdown Program for Tuesday. Brand new hitbound extra sound. 4:09 WFUN Summer Power Fun Time. 88 degrees of summer fun in the fun capital now.
Michael W. Morgan, WFUN.
Hello there. That's the sound of a magic bus, believe it or not. Big Dog comes into the studio every morning, and what can we do? The music power pick. 10:03 WFUN summer fun tad time, 85 degrees.
You reach the high school dream, 143.
Tonight, Miami, you express yourself and your opinion on the musical merit or the lack of musical merit on two songs written by Jack Armstrong and John Fox. Now, Jack's own feelings should not enter into the picture. He's hurt. And turn around, look at me from the Music Power Hit Parade. What a sound. 10:07 WFUN summer fun tan time. 85 summer fun degrees. The Greater Miami Humane Society reminds you that animals understand kindness. To mistreat a domestic pet is not only wrong, it's against the law. Do your part. For more information, contact the Humane Society.
WFUN.
Number one on the WFUN Music Power Hit Parade this week, the sound of Status Quo and Pictures of Matchstick Men. Here's a Matchstick Man, Status Quo, like Whistler's father, for example. Talk about neglected. Now, there's a man who's neglected. It's 10:10, summer fun tan time, 85 summer fun degrees.
Wouldn't you rather hear this? Or Paul Buren, for the location nearest you.
Congratulations to Jackie Seeley of Fort Lauderdale, the winner of a 1959 Pontiac on the J-Mac program from WFUN.
I'm nervous right now. I didn't think I'd win it.
This is Summer Power Fun, where it just keeps on happening.
WFUN Double Play.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the total hit sound of Music Power on the John Fox Show from WFUN South Miami and Miami.
WFUN, plays more music.
There's a little love song for your friends here at the bottom of the John Fox Hole. The Iron Butterfly and a Gata Da Vida. 7:33 WFUN hits heaven first time. 85 degrees in the nation's front capital at 9 o'clock tonight. Jackie Baby Armstrong.
Go Station, where the big game is. Void where prohibited.
WFUN, Burdine's Dedication Fun Club.
Hi, Carolyn Moline, I'm out of Senior High School, and I'd like to hear Get You to a Car.
Over Bridge of
Right now, John Fox Showtime with the power of fun. It's 85.
45 degrees in the W front in Sun Capital, that was 62 Park for the small faces. Bird Eyes Dedication Fun Club. Special request and dedication going out for Carol Mullane of Palmetto High School, your third to join the Fun Club, friends. Get your request on the air and be eligible for great weekly prizes. Just register at any Bird Eyes store. This week's prizes include Twiggy Eye Paint by Yardley, which is a stone groove, Burlington Gold Cup socks for the guys, and lunch for two in the dining room at Bird Eyes Westland. Request and replay on the John Sweet Daddy Fox radio program from WFUN for the South Dade Rebels and his Midnight Confessions. Find the grassroots at 7:40 right now. John Fox Showtime with the power of fun. Tonight at midnight, Jerry Peterson on your radio. Charles, do not talk while the famous stiff jockey is on the radio. Charles is here, friends. Just had his lips reach ready, 25 inches of new lips. He's going out to South Dade and lay some loving on the ladies out that way.
Nutriment. You drink it to gain weight.
See what you need, no.
Tell it, Joe.
I'm putting my vote in for me.
Look out. Knock a few shingles off your house, baby. I just fell out of my bucket. You need a man, baby. That's Joe Tex on the Speed Daddy program from WFUN 746 right now. WFUN, turn on the music. Power time. It's 85 degrees in the nation's front capital. Charles, do not talk while I'm trying to get a message across to the masses of the people listening to the radio and digging what's happening right now. Charles is here, friends, and he wants to go out and kiss the girls that are standing in the lobby. Charles, don't do any hanky-panky while we're on the air, brother. Somebody might be listening.
Even.
See it, friends.
WFUN now presents High School Hotline.
Dottie Rumble reporting for the Miami Carroll City Senior High Chief.
Sign number 10 this week on WFUN's Music Power Survey. It's by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Call along the Watchtower. 951 WFUN School Spirit Tournament time. Young Jackie Bibby Armstrong taking care of business on a Monday in Miami. 84 fun degrees now.
The WFUN Cheer of the Year contest is in full swing.
Anyone can participate.
Just listen for the sound of the fun cannon.
Then vote for the school of your choice.
Anyone can vote, Mom,
Dad,
sister and brother,
friend or relative.
All you have to do is call in your vote.
The winning school will receive the Fun Cannon of the Year and the Cheer of the Year Tournament Trophy.
Fun happening fun.
WFUN Triple Play.
I don't know if I'd say anything after that or not. Second of a double, you find triple play. You come to impressions now for the soul on you. Cause I'm a fool for you, darling.
Yeah. Never liked nobody that's been mean to me.
Goes on. Song is by the Fifth Dimension and the Jerry Peterson Show called Sweet Blindness, baby. 1209 WFUN, turn on the music power time. 80 fun degrees in Miami on a great looking Tuesday morning.
Where will you find the grooviest 17 and
Hollywood Lodge number 21 of the Fraternal Order of Police will present a costume ball at 8 p.m. at the Hollywood Beach Hotel on Saturday, October 24th. Tickets are available through any Hollywood policeman. Tom Jones.
It's not unusual.
You win triple play.
Heavy happenings for the Magic City at night. The Jack Armstrong All-American Baby Boy radio program featuring Fun Heartline, Thumbs Down Line, and Professor Num Num. Jack Armstrong, defender of music power, nightly, 9 till midnight on Fun. This is the first of three in a row on the Jerry Peterson Show. Mark it down by Dion. Hitbound sound of Abraham, Martin, and John.
Anybody here?
Second of three in a row. Requested replay on the Jerry Peterson Show for the High Tides of Miami Beach High. The song is Gloria. From 3 till 6. Every Tuesday, a new music power hit parade with Giant Purple, Mikey Harvey. Remember, the W is silent.
I feel it in my W-F-U-N.
Here's a fun idea. The first coffee of the season will be held Monday, October 28th at the Southwest Branch of the YMCA, located 4300 Southwest 58th Avenue. Call 665-3513 for your reservations. Here's a song by the Moody Blues, Tuesday Afternoon.
In WFUN News Central, this is Bill Thompson. Brought to you as a public service by the Navy. Four people are hospitalized, two lie dead, following the mid-air collision of two aircraft in South Dade County. A plane plunged into a neighbor's yard, missing the house by about 20 feet. The other plane, involved in the collision, went about 4 miles before crashing into Biscayne Bay. The four people in that craft were taken to a local hospital. WFUN Mobile News was on the scene and received this eyewitness account of the crash from Jim Gustalo on the scene.
I was playing football on the corner of 71st and 112th Street when we were all playing football, and I heard a kind of a bang up in the air. And when I looked up, I saw one plane flying away towards the Cutler Ridge area, and one with its wing flying off, spinning down towards the ground right near the house. At first, I thought the wing was going to hit me, so I backed up, but seeing it was flying over the house, I ran over to see where the plane was going to hit. I was about 100 feet from where the plane hit at the time it hit, and it just crunched, kind of like an accordion. It just went crunch. And so I ran back in, thinking most likely there were people on the plane. I ran back in and tried to call the operator to get an emergency through to the police. And after about 2 or 3 minutes, I finally got to the police and told them the address, and then ran back over here.
Jim Gustalo on the scene with WFUN Mobile News, the crash site. Many, many people gathered around at this time. Police have ordered authorities to keep roadblocks up, not to allow people into the area. More crime reported in North Miami Beach. An officer reports the arrest of 3 B&E suspects. For that report, Officer Palombi at the Opa-locka Police Department.
They broke into North Dade Roofing by breaking the lock off the door, and they couldn't get the door open, so they went in through the bathroom window. While inside, they totally ransacked the office, and they got a total of $3.76 in change. The $3.76 in change was later found on the roof of one of the garages there where they were apprehended. The further investigation is being conducted now for further break and enterings in this area and also the North Dade area in conjunction with the Sheriff's Department.
Another hijacking, this one by a middle-aged woman with a 2-year-old son. She forced the pilot of a Mexican airliner flying to the Caribbean islands to fly onto Havana. The plane and 13 passengers, including 3 Americans, returned to Mexico. The woman, the boy, and another passenger, unidentified, stayed in Cuba. And from the WFUN Sports Desk today, the St. Louis Cardinals can make their second World Series championship a reality if they beat Detroit this afternoon.
Good morning, everybody. Here's a girl who married for life but hasn't shown any yet. A girl who paints what she used to be. A girl with so much box office appeal, her friends call her B.O. Plenty. Sylvia.
Hello, Miami.
Goodness. Oh, she sings beautifully, doesn't she? Yes, indeed. In addition to singing, she's taking up dancing. Yes, friends, there's a girl who's really expanding. And if you look closely, you can see where.
Hello there. That's the sound of a magic bus, believe it or not. Big Dog comes into the studio every morning, and what can we do? The music power pick, 10:03, WFUN Summer Fun Dad Time, 85 degrees.
From Mike Dean, the King of the Golden Classics, number one song 5 years ago today, by little Stevie Wonder, the Bull Ball Fingertips Part 2. 4:15 WFUN Summer Fun Tan Time, 88 degrees of summer fun now.
Bang, bang.
Something funny about those guys, man.
Bang,
bunch of weirdos walking down the street going bang, sang, lang. Fell across the street said, hey, Martha, look at the weirdos, man. Shut up. That's bang, sang, lang right there. That's for the Archie on the Street Daddy program from WFUN, home of 24-hour music power, and you can believe that. 7:20 right now. WFUN hits happen first time tonight at 9 o'clock. My good friend Jackie Baby Armstrong.
Fun Heartline.
Listen, everybody loves somebody, right? Why don't you call Jackie Bibby Armstrong's Heartline at 923-0276 if you live in Broward County, or 666-4696 if you live in Dade. And if you live in Cutler Ridge, just yell for help.
It's Mickey Rooney, really, living inside Jackie Gleason.
Gary Peterson, WFUN.
Show your spirit. Listen for the sound of the fun cannon, your signal to vote for the school of your choice in the Fun Cheer of the Year contest. So do yourself a favor and keep it on Audio 79.
Let's go!
It's what's happening, baby.
baby.
Well, there you go. The sound of radio station WFUN AM in Miami, Florida from July 30th, 1968. We got to hear all of their radio announcers on this composite air check. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, or if there are any radio stations that you'd like me to present, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the World Wide Legend.